Let's turn this thing up to a million.
Big Show Madness, dropping that street fire.
It's T.I.P., man, the king himself.
It's the kid, Young Gunner.
Yo, what's up? It's Nelly. You in the mix, all right?
Bringing you the best in hip-hop and R&B hits.
Y'all know the name.
You're locked into
DJ Rampage. Show Madness. Turn me up wherever you at. Let's go. Know who I be? DJ Rampage.
I'm taking the back. Come follow me on a journey to see a for real MC. The mind tricks the body. Body thinks the mind is crazy. Whatever's lazy, when I get the flow, I'm Swayze. I break. You take whatever type the buckshot make. The incredible, lyrical, and original. You the killable if you wanna take a pull. Whatever I see, I attack. Tack. My back black. That the devil lurks and my heart irks for the hell. Look into the eyes of a who fell. I hit my head on the concrete to beat the feet. Another dead. In the street, bullseye, direct hit, don't miss. But how many MCs must get this? Like whatever you want, you wanna like this, I hit you this, but you get this when I piss. Miss the buckshot, rockin' not quick. Get off my I rope them up and boot them up, then shoot them up. Whatever, I'm clever because I'm
back on Last Day Radio Network. I enter the stage. Sirius XM channel 141 HR Voices. I'm glad that this Michigan thing is over because I'm sick of hearing from Michigan fans about their potential probation and that Ohio State is behind this and the crab in the barrel mentality. Look, I know that Michigan is a sworn enemy, but I personally don't care that their sanctions were limited. I don't care. I'm not thinking about Michigan. Ohio State fans are not thinking about Michigan, the program. Now, they want to beat Michigan because they've taken four L's in a row to the Wolverines. So, Ryan Day, there's still pressure to go out and beat Michigan this year. But we're not concerned with Michigan's program. They've only won 1.5 national championships in the last 75 years. We are not concerned. Michigan was a better team than Ohio State the last several years. So I know that Jim Harbaugh, and he was hit. You know, the hammer came down last week on the Michigan Wolverines from the NCAA. I didn't set it up. If you haven't listened to the show, you don't really follow sports, and you're kind of a novice, particularly when it comes to college sports, college football, the Michigan Wolverines had this cheating scandal. Basically, Connor Stallions, who was an intern or assistant, he was taping signs from other teams to understand what plays were coming. He actually sent people to games. So imagine you got the Illinois playing Purdue, and he sent somebody to the game that's taping signs from both teams. And so when there's a specific signal from the coaches, and in college football, because you don't have the headsets, I believe that they will have headsets now. They're moving towards having headsets. But in the NFL, the plays are called directly to the quarterback because the quarterback can hear the coach, so the coach could talk in to whatever microphone clip on he has and speak directly to the coordinator, can speak directly to the quarterback. And on defense, it's usually the middle linebacker. Sometimes it's one of the free safeties. But there are two people that have access to be able to communicate with the coaches in professional football. In college football, you don't have that. Why? I have no idea. I've heard that it's because some schools can afford it. Some schools can't afford it. I think that's ridiculous. There's so much money in college football. If you're playing D1 college football and you can't afford two headsets, you know, one on offense and one on defense to help you call plays, you should not be playing D1 college football. And I'm sure none of the teams that actually count are having that issue. Maybe Florida Atlantic can't afford a headset. Georgia, they can afford it. Texas, Ohio State, Notre Dame, they can afford it. But I digress. So you have that dynamic which forces this silly, ridiculous, you have these huge flashcards, like adult flashcards. They're like posters. And literally, you go to the side. Most college quarterbacks are taking their cues from the coach. So they go to the bench. You know, they look to the sidelines before the play is called. And the coach is calling in the play from the sidelines. So you have like three or four jagoffs. One of them has a picture of Steve Harvey. Another has a picture of Paris Hilton. And a third has a picture of the Cookie Monster. And somehow they're calling a play based on that. Connor Stallions taped that and went back to Coach Harbaugh and the Michigan staff. And they knew what plays were coming. And supposedly they used that to beat Ohio State and steamroll and win a national championship. I think the way I saw those games, they would have beat Ohio State if they knew the plays. If they didn't know the plays, they would have beat them in Ann Arbor. They would have beat them in Columbus. They would have beat them on a neutral field. They would have beat them in a parking lot on a high school field. If they're playing in my driveway, Michigan would have given Ohio State the business. But we don't care. Ohio State fans don't care about that because Ohio State just won a national championship, which they've won three in the last 22 years and been runner-up three other times. So if you're an Ohio State fan, you expect to play for a national championship every 3 years. That's not where SCUM is. That's not where Ann Arbor Community College is. That's not where that team up north is. So we're just not worried. Welcome to relevance, in my opinion. I think iron sharpens iron. I'm glad that Michigan, who had lost, people forget this, had lost 18 out of 20 to Ohio State. I think Ohio State vacated one of those wins over the Terrell Pryor tattoo gate. When Ohio State was kicking the crap out of Michigan, they would get to bowl games and they get boat raced by the SEC. You got to have a good team that you're playing annually that you have to step up for, that you set your sights on, that you hate. So I don't have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with the cheating. They're not doing something where they're playing ineligible players. I don't really care about it. I think what the NCAA has shown in this litigation, they fine Michigan for their postseason revenue. So I think that's like 25 M's. So that's a pretty hefty fine. But Dave Portnoy, he just signed a deal with FS1. He'll cut him half of that check. They'll find some other booster to cut the check. But what I think is the statement by the NCAA is that the days of punishing college football programs for cheating and taking away scholarships and not allowing them to be in the postseason and all that stuff, those days are over, man. We're not doing that no more. No more SMU, no more death penalty, no more quasi-death penalty. I think everyone, Alabama, they didn't get the death penalty, but they had a couple years where they were real lean. Ohio State was hit with Jim Tressel. Auburn has had issues over the years with the NCAA. You have many teams that have run afoul of the NCAA. And basically, it's your turn. Every 10 years, 15 years, if you're a major program, it's your turn. I think those days are over because of these contracts. And the Big Ten has a proposal to expand the playoff to 24, if not 28 teams, which is not real. That's a bogey. One of the things they teach you in business school is a term called a bogey. It's like when you were a kid, and you really needed $20, and you asked your parents for $75. And they laughed at you, and they said, well, hey, I'll give you $20 if you go scrub the toilets and mow the lawn. You really wanted $20. I think the Big Ten and the SEC, they want 4 or 5 guaranteed spots in the postseason. And that's what this shenanigans is about. But the contracts, the television, the revenue, you can't have Michigan. Michigan, one of the top 5 programs in the country. Even though they don't win national championships, their base, their money, the biggest stadium, the uniforms, the tradition, why would you not want them to be able to play in the NCAA college football tournament? Why would they not be a part of the college football playoff for the next couple of years? That's bad for business. Just like it was bad for business when Miami got hit with sanctions, it was bad for business when SMU got the death penalty. It's bad for business. And this thing is run by television now. So I think the days of programs being on probation and losing 30 scholarships and having to put a bunch of walk-ons out there and something that really cripples a program for a decade, those things are over. You know, anything short of a Sandusky situation where you have abuse, sexual abuse or something really nefarious, Dr. Nassar at Michigan State abusing gymnasts, anything outside of that, NCAA is going to look the other way because this thing is business. It's not personal. Paragon 7 Studios.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
Hip-hop has been a reflection of culture and society.
That includes stories of struggle
and pain,
social injustice,
racial inequality,
the marginalization of communities.
Today,
we confront a healthcare system
that has been rigged against all of us.
Hospitals force patients to sign contracts for services
without ever showing us actual prices.
Stifling competition,
overcharging without accountability.
And if we can't pay, these same contracts
allow them to take everything we own,
creating so much fear that millions and millions of Americans refuse to enter a hospital,
putting our health and our lives at stake.
This is an American humanitarian crisis.
We love our nurses.
And we need our doctors.
But hospitals and insurers
rigging a system to make profits off of people that's in struggle is unforgivable.
We demand prices
and transparency in healthcare.
How? To the patient.
SiriusXM 141 HUR Voices is now airing both the Rubicon, our healthcare franchise, and the Lance J Radio Network, our sports and entertainment show hosted by yours truly, James Lewis. If you missed the live broadcast, you can always find us on Lance J Plus, where we podcast each segment of both shows.
James Lewis.
A bona fide bad motherfucker, that's who.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
When you feel invisible, exhausted, stressed, or anxious, when you have days that just feel too hard to get through, you are not alone. If you or someone you love is struggling with mental health or problems with drugs or alcohol, help is right in your hands. Call or text 988 to connect with a National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline specialist and get support whenever you need it. Help is here. Call or text 988.